The following is another Classic Hits Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Lease pushes the ball up the floor. Left elbow, still dribble into the paint. Spin move, takes the lead or fouled, and the shot goes. A chance for a three-point play for Alex Lease.
Tonight, it's the boys' semifinals of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament in Wood River as the undefeated Kearney Catholic Stars battle the Gibbon Buffaloes and Adams Central Patriots square off with the Loup City Red Raiders. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Riley Lambrecht drives, leaves it off for Cole. Baby hook up and in. 7 points for Cole Lambrecht. And now we're seeing some offense. 36-30 Loup City.
Loup City knocked off defending champion Ravenna on Tuesday, so a new champion will be crowned Saturday night. It's the Loup Platte Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, in the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits Sports Director Doug Dudelai from Wood River right after this word for New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Wood River High School. Along with our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the Loup Platte Conference boys semifinal on this Thursday night featuring the undefeated and top seed Kearney Catholic Stars and the 14-3 fifth seed Gibbon Buffaloes. And we're glad to have you along for tonight's doubleheader. The second game will have the number 2 seed, 15-3 Adams Central, taking on Loup City, who upset defending champion Ravenna 61-41 Tuesday night. Loup City's 11-7 in a scary, scary ball club. We should see a couple of good ball games tonight. So keep it here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll look at the starting lineups right after this.
Like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Time now to take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off for the visiting Gibbon Buffaloes, number 2 is a 6-foot junior, Ryan Milks. Number 3, 6-foot-3-inch junior, Riley Reinertsen. Number 4, 6'1 senior, Brett Benfeld. Number 15, a 5'9 senior, Luke Schuster. And number 21, a 6-foot junior, Dakota Kenton. Head coach of the Gibbon Buffaloes is Paul Reinertsen, assisted by David Benz, Travis Frew, Jackson Kenton, and Steve Yockey. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars, number 1 is a 5'9 junior, Matt Moore. Number 10 is a 5'10 senior, Brian Hoosman. Number 20, 5'9 senior, Connor Strike. Number 24, 6'2 senior, David Squires. And number 30, 6'1 senior, Alex Lease. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Don Lease, assisted by Justin Moore, Scott Carlin, A.J. Landon, and Matt Johnson. Kearney Catholic is a perfect 17-0 on the season and ranks second in the state in Class C1. Here at the tournament earlier this week, Gibbon was a winner over Donovan Trumbull, 48-45, and Kearney Catholic defeated St. Paul, 67-49. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We've got a lot more coming up after this timeout.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet. All at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Tomorrow night, it's the girls' semifinals. Kearney Catholic will take on Wood River in the opener, and Ventura will take on Ravenna in the nightcap. And then all four games, 2, 4, 6, and 8, Saturday, here on Classic Hits. And you've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Kearney Catholic and Gibbon will tip it off after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney.
And we're ready to play a little high school hoops. Don't forget, we've also got Fort Kearney Conference action currently airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the Viero Events Center. The girls' semifinals tonight in the FKC, where Loomis and Eustis Farnham are just getting underway. That'll be followed by Amherst and Axtell. And remember, folks, any game that we broadcast on the air is also available on the web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com. Riley Reinertsen averages 24 points and 8 rebounds per ball game. Kearney Catholic is a little bit more balanced on their offense as far as who puts the ball in the hoop and how many points per ball game that they get. But a very balanced ball club for the Stars, as we're about ready to get things underway. And the opening tip will be controlled here by the visitors from Gibbon in their black uniforms with the blue trim, going against the Kearney Catholic Stars home white green trim. Inside, quick turnaround jumper is up and in for Luke Schuster, and Gibbon has the first bucket of the ball game. They lead it 2-0, and they put on that 1-3-1 zone trap, and a travel called on Kearney Catholic as Connor Strike tried to attack it early on here. Remember the first meeting between the teams? It was a quick 8-point lead for Gibbon, and that really slowed the Kearney Catholic offense down as they were turning the ball over early, as Coach Lease was telling us. And now the Stars going with their trapping defense here as the ball is deflected out of bounds by Alex Lease. This Thursday night should be an intense basketball game. And we'll see how long Gibbon can play with Kearney Catholic. I've got an idea that it might be 32 minutes tonight and not a little short of that. They played a week ago Tuesday, and Kearney Catholic pulled away in the fourth quarter to win it 56-41. Reinertsen with it out front. Connor Stride on him, trying to take him to the hoop. Pulls up from 13 and hits it. And if they can hit their shots like that when they are contested tonight, that'll make it tough for Kearney Catholic. 4-0. Stars won the tournament 2 years ago. Ravenna won the tournament last year. Over on the right wing, Lease, long three. That comes up short off the iron right side. Offensive rebound pulled down by Brian Hoosman. Kicks it out to Strike for three. It's off the heel, no good. High in the air to pull down the rebound will be Dakota Kenton. And it will be Brett Benfeld to bring the ball up the floor here for Gibbon. Outlet pass is deflected away. So they'll have to take it out at midcourt. Good start here for the Buffaloes as they lead it 4-0. The inbounds pass comes in to Kenton. Kenton brings it across the timeline with Benfeld. Brett down to the left-hand corner, trying to post up Reinertsen. Reinertsen guarded by Strite, kind of holding on to each other. They'll reverse it away into the right-hand corner. Milk down to Reinertsen, but he's double-teamed. Kicks it back out top. Schuster fires the three, but it's a little flat. Reinertsen offensive rebound. Back up and in for Riley. And a 6-0 start to this basketball game for Gibbon. And that'll get the fans that are sitting on our side in Gibbon Blue fired up here. As Kearney Catholic tries another three, Alex Lease lets it go, and it's nothing but net for the senior. Alex Lease gets Kearney Catholic on the board and immediately cuts the lead in half, and Matt Moore trying to steal it in the backcourt will be whistled for our game's first foul. So Gibbon has connected on all three of their possessions here in the first quarter of play. They lead it 6-3. We're 2 minutes in. And at midcourt, the ball will be inbounded to Luke Schuster. Both teams play that man-to-man defense. Kearney Catholic trying to help on Reinertsen when he gets the ball. Otherwise, Connor Strite is on him. They push him way out from the lane. He's on the baseline, backs his way in. Wraparound pass to Benfeld, who puts it up, and it won't go. But another foul. That's a second on Matt Moore. If you heard Coach Lease on today's Doug and Daddy show, he says what a lot of coaches say. Yeah, Reinertsen can turn it on. But you work so hard to pay attention to him, all of a sudden he whips a pass by your ear, and that's exactly what happened there. And Matt Moore with the second foul, and the free throw is up and in by Brett Benfeld. And Moore will have to come out, and Blake Holtmeyer will check into the basketball game. Second free throw on the way, and it is good. So Benfeld hits them both, and it's 8-3 Gibbon with 5:45 to go here in the first quarter of play. Gibbon fans want it. They can taste it. And again, Benfeld and Schuster, the only two seniors on this team. This Gibbon squad might be the favorites again next year. Lease for another three. That one is no good. They're forced to shoot the three out of the zone. Long rebound. Run down all the way at midcourt by Schuster. Holtmeyer almost picked it off, though, on a lazy pass. Got away one there with one there for Gibbon. They'll get it into the front court. Reinertsen against Squires. He knows he's got a mismatch, so they clear it out for him, and now he gets by Squires, and then the ball slipped out of his hands. Gibbon's first turnover. Lease, two on one. He'll put it up. No good. That was good backside defense by Reinertsen, but the rebound is grabbed, and Brian Hoosman will score it. And it is 8-5. Gibbon with the three-point lead. Plenty of good action already here in the first 3 minutes of the ball game, and the ball is picked away. Here's Lease trying to beat everybody back. His layup this time is good. So the second Gibbon turnover results in points again, and it's 8-7. Back-to-back buckets here for the Stars. Into the front court with it is Benfeld. Wants to get it to Schuster. Has to come a wrap around and take it out around midcourt. Schuster dribbles to the left elbow, dribbles to the baseline, dishes the basketball off to Benfeld, who carried it, and he knew it. He was dribbling right towards us from the left wing to the middle of the lane, and you could see the expression on his face, and then even more when the whistle blew, because he knew that he was going to get dinged there. So Gibbon now with three turnovers, and that's allowing Kearney Catholic a chance to maybe take their first lead of the game here. Across the timeline with it is Strike, gives it to Hoosman. Hoosman attacks the zone, jump pass out to Lease, fakes the three, drives, one-hand runner from 11 off the glass, comes out very strong. Holtmeyer grabs it, and a reach-in foul called on Gibbon. So Kearney Catholic picks the intensity up here the last minute or so, and it's resulted in a couple of fouls on Gibbon. This foul will go on Dakota Kenton. And coming into the ball game will be Gareth Stroh, a 6'1 sophomore, lefty, dangerous player. Real good sixth man. Stars ball underneath their own hoop, have to lob it all the way out top to Alex Lease. Lease looks right back at Squires but doesn't throw it to him. Everybody outside the arc. So they'll drive, give it to Holtmeyer, back up top, Lease for three, banked it in. Whatever it takes, Alex Lease knocks in his second three, and Kearney Catholic has now scored 8 in a row to take a 10-8 lead with 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. Stroh into the front court, gets it to the right-hand corner, deep to Benfeld, dribbles out of the way, gets rid of it there to Kenton. Kenton to the high post, with it on the elbow and dribbling outside the arc is going to be Reinertsen. on Holbach. Pulls up for the three. That one will not go. And the defensive rebound brought down by Connor Strite. They're going to call him for a carry. Again, he came out of there on the run, and the ball just took a big first bounce up around his shoulder. And so the Stars turn it over for the second time. Here comes Isaac Richter, the biggest guy on either roster. He is a 6'6 senior. And also checking in for Kearney Catholic is going to be Derek Jackson. Lees, Holtmeyer, they stay out there along with Hoosman. Given ball, Benfelt top of the circle. Tries the back cut inside to Reinertsen. It's deflected, but Riley grabs it. Leaves it off of the corner there for Milks, who has not really been involved yet. Throw through the lane to Kenton, who will not take the open jumper, although in his area code was Richter. So Gibbon will reverse it over here to Reinertsen. Lease went for the steal, didn't get it. Reinertsen, great crossover dribble. Pull-up jumper from 10, no good. Riley comes in and knocks the rebound out of the hands of Holtmeyer, but it goes right to Richter. Outlet pass to the other end. The Stars can't get the layup to go from Jackson. Rebound brought down by Stroh. Fast break the other way. Out for three, Ryan Milks. It's good. Up and down the floor we're going, and it is 11-10 Gibbon with 2:45 to go here. These boys are going to have to be in shape tonight because we've already seen a good first 5 minutes of action, and it's intense. Mentally, it's going to be tougher, I think, for Gibbon tonight because they know they're the underdog, and they know they can also win tonight, hand Kearney Catholic their first loss, and they get the steal, Ryan Milks, with the strip. Stroh will bring it across the timeline here, leading by one. Over to Kenton. Get it to Reinertsen. Holtmeyer knocks it out of his hands and out of bounds. And now we're going to see a bunch of substitutions. Squires comes in, and Strike comes in for Kearney Catholic. Jackson and Lease will set down for Gibbon. It's Ryan Newyear, and re-entering is Luke Schuster. Milk stays in. Reinertsen stays in, and so does Stroh. Reinertsen on Holtmeyer, reached for the ball twice. Finally, it goes out of bounds off of Gibbon. Holtmeyer, they know it's going to go to Riley Reinertsen, so Gibbon's got to be a little more crisp with their passes here. Kearney Catholic, if they're not the quickest team they face all year, they're one of the two or three quickest teams, so they can't be lazy on the passes. With it, Connor Strite dribbles into the right-hand corner, double team, lost the basketball, got it back, and the Stars will have to set up their offense. Connor Strite in the right-hand corner, skip pass up top to Squires. Tries to fire it into Richter. It goes through his hands and out of bounds. That was a bullet pass, and it might have just been deflected enough that it scraped off Richter and out of bounds. So each team with four turnovers here in the first quarter. 6 minutes in, and it's 11-10 Gibbon here in our first Lou Platt boys semifinal. Driving in, Schuster dumps it into the corner. Milks stops, goes to Reinertsen on the low block to Stroh, double team, back out to Milks, back down to Stroh, now to the cutter, which is Milks, but he doesn't take it from 6 feet in the lane, and they'll reset, back out to Schuster against the Stars man-to-man. Schuster drives, tries to make a pass that isn't there, and it's stolen away. Kearney Catholic wants to run, the numbers aren't there, the trailer, Squires, long three, on the way, it is no good, and Riley Reinertsen will grab his second rebound. So after getting off to a good start offensively, we've went about 90 seconds here with no change in the score. It's 11-10 Gibbon, a minute 10 to go, first quarter. Reinertsen putting on a little dribbling exhibition into the corner. Milks, 4-3, that's going to be short, and Squires will pull down the Kearney Catholic rebound. He's unguarded, so David brings it into the front court and goes left wing to Hoosman. 1 minute to go, first quarter. Hoosman through the double team, lost the basketball. Kearney Catholic turns it over. Reinertsen to the other end, missed the finger roll. Ball slapped out of bounds, and the official's going to confer and give the ball to Gibbon. Again, Reinertsen figuring there was going to be some contact, and for a very rare time did not finish the play. But Gibbon will maintain possession with 52 seconds to go here, and Reinertsen will come out. Coach Paul Reinertsen, his father, tries to give him a little breather at the end of each quarter, trying to steal a few extra seconds here with the clock not running. Jackson in, Richter out. Now, if Gibbon does get the ball in the final few seconds, he'll be back in there. But right now, Buffalo basketball. They'll throw it into Stroh. Back on the reverse side to Newyear. Into the corner, Milks tries another three. That's all the way down and out. No good. Stroh with the rebound. He misses the putback. And it's still loose on the floor. Goes out of bounds off of the ankle of Stroh. And it will belong to Kearney Catholic. Quite a battle going on in there with Squires and a couple of the Buffaloes. 39 seconds to go here in the quarter, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball back. Lease will walk the ball up the floor against the 1-3-1 half-court trap. Gets across the timeline. Swings it over to Connor Strite with 30 seconds. Back to Lease. Stars look like they're going to be content to play for the last shot here. Squires trying to make sure that he doesn't get trapped because they come right out after you. And they'll stand there and then just run at you, sprint at you. 15 seconds to go, Lease. Skip pass over to Jackson. Derrick's open. Drives and kicks it back out to Strife. To Lease with 8 on the left wing. Dribbles to the right side. Tries to find himself free through the double team. The one-hand runner, no good. Got his own rebound. Shot at the buzzer is no good. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. And after one, the Gibbon Buffaloes 11, the Kearney Catholic Stars 10. You're listening to the boys' semifinals of the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits and FlatRiverPreps.com.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to ClipperPubCo.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to ClipperPubCo.com for daily updates. Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
With our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda. After an entertaining first quarter of basketball, Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the second quarter, trailing Gibbon by a score of 11-10. Each team with 5 turnovers, rebounds 7-6, Kearney Catholic. Stars got 8 of their 10 points from Alex Lease, and one of those buckets was a banked-in 3. Thought about a long 3, thinks again, shoots it. That is dancing around off the rim for 3, and it is no good. And the rebound brought down by Brett Benfeld. His first of the game. Stars 2 of 7 now from three-point land, and Gibbon is 1 of 4. Buffalo basketball. Get it into Stroh. Stroh pushed to the outside. Left-hand leaner. No good. Rebound brought down by David Squires. Squires outlet pass into the front court for Lease. And now they're trying to see Matt Moore over there. Remember, he sat for almost 6 minutes with the 2 quick fouls. At the Viero Event Center, Loomis leads Eustace Farnham 14-5 after 1 in the girls' Fort Kearney Conference semifinals on ESPN. 14-60, 15-50. Good defense here by Gibbon, but finding a crease in there and hitting the 9-footer will be Brian Hoosman. He's got the other 2 buckets, so he has 4, Lease has 8, and the lead back to Kearney Catholic at 12-11. Given with a basketball, Benfeld. Down to the low block, getting free and taking the shot will be Brett Benfeld, and he'll score. Reinertsen on the pass, Benfeld with 4, Reinertsen with 4. They lead the way for Gibbon, 13-12 Buffaloes. 6.5 to go here in the first half of play. Loup City and Adams Central will be next. Lease, ball fake 3, went right by the defender, pulls up over Kenton. Kenton, good backside, helped the shot, no good. And the rebound brought down by Stroh, his 3rd. Usually Lease is going to knock that shot down. His 3 for Reinertsen is off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Hoosman. Outlet pass to Moore, and he'll be fouled. Matt Moore will go to the line. Coach Paul Reinertsen and some of the Gibbon fans didn't like it. And again, you're in a game situation tonight where Gibbon is fighting so hard that that emotion, that's going to come through into the fans here. They want to pull the upset here tonight. There's no doubt about it. And the foul is called on Riley Reinertsen. His 1st. That's only the 2nd foul. Each team with only 2. Moore has them both for Kearney Catholic. And Matt hit the 1st free throw. And we are tied for the first time at 13. 2nd free throw on the way, and that's good. 14-13, Kearney Catholic by 1. They decide to put a little full court pressure on. Kind of a sagging man-to-man here. And Schuster will bring it across the timeline. Oh, he double dribbled, yeah. He got that one. He was going to dish it, and then he decided not to and just pushed it down with both hands and the 6th turnover for the Buffaloes. One of these teams will cut down on their turnovers, and that will be who has the lead, I would suspect, at halftime. Wrap around long over the top pass to Lease. He drives, kicks it back up top more to Squires. Wants the three, takes the 20-footer. It's no good. Backside rebound, though, is Brian Hoosman. If you miss those long threes, better chance for the offensive rebound, and that three is not missed. Connor Strite squares up, and Kearney Catholic leads it by 4, 17-13, their largest lead here of the first half. 5:30 to go before halftime. With it is Benfield. Backside, wide open. Kenton got Squires in the air. That's almost an intentional. He grabbed him around the shoulder, made darn sure that he didn't score. And for David Squires, that'll be his first personal foul. Yeah. At the line, Dakota Kenton to shoot two free throws. Now, he's not the number one scorer by any means for this basketball team. 4 points, about three rebounds, 59% free throw shooter, didn't make the first one. And we've got our first timeout of the basketball game. This timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney and a high school concession stand near you. It is 17-13, Kearney Catholic, 5:22 to go in the third quarter over Gibbon. We'll be right back.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
As always, want to say a big thank you to Jerry Dunn here and the crew at Wood River for their hospitality in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. As we're back to basketball here, the second free throw, Dakota Kenton, is good. So he missed the first. We had the timeout. He hits the second. Kearney Catholic 17, Gibbon 14. 5:20 now to go in the first half of play. Coming up at the half, Ravenna Sanitation halftime report as the ball's tipped out of bounds. We'll take a look at all the other action that's going on in the Lou Platte and the Fort Kearney. We'll talk with Loup City boys basketball coach Paul Henry ahead of tonight's second semifinal where they take on Adams Central. Stars basketball underneath their own hoop. Squires gets it over on the right wing to Lease. Oh, he makes a nice spin move to get through the double team, then kicks it out. Hoosman passes on the three. They'll go back out to Lease. He'll try the three over Reinertsen. It is no good. And the rebound fought for in the corner. And it looks like Kearney Catholic was on it, but they were out of bounds on the far sideline. Hoosman and Benfelt battling for that one. So it'll be Gibbon basketball. Kearney Catholic right now 3 of 10 from three-point land, and Gibbon is 1 of 5. Riley Reinertsen has 4 of the 14 points right now for the Buffaloes. Garrett Stroh brings it across the timeline, trying to get Reinertsen open. How about a five-second count? Yeah, there it is. The fans finally had to remind the ref that 5 seconds was something to be watched, and turnover on Gibbon. Garrett Stroh was just trying to find somebody to get it to. Kearney Catholic with the ball and their original five starters in there right now. Moore, Hoosman, Strite, Squires, and Lease. And Squires, another three. That's going to be off from the left wing. Offensive rebound down low, up and in by Hoosman, and he'll draw the foul. Kearney Catholic now up by 5 at 19-14. Foul will be on Brett Benfelt, his first. And this will be one area of emphasis for Coach Paul Reinertsen. They do so many things well. They do have to win the board. They've given up some offensive boards so far in this first half. And the free throw now by Brian Hoosman to complete the three-point play, and it's good. 7 points for Hoosman, 5 of them in the quarter, and Kearney Catholic now leads it by 6. Gibbon was up 6 early in this ball game. And Kearney Catholic has turned things around. It was 6-0 and then 8-3. And since then, a 17-6 run by the Stars. Gibbon breaks the press, but they're only across the timeline. Reinertsen with it up top. Nice pass underneath the Kenton. He's right underneath the hoop. Doesn't take the shot. Had a little hand in his face. Good backside help. Throws it up top. Got a jump ball. Arrow points the way of Gibbon. Kearney Catholic's defense getting a little more intense. Gibbon might just need to get the ball in Reinertsen's hand, let him create a little bit here. They need to find some offense. Stars will bring Holtmeyer and Jackson in, Derek. And Gibbon will take the ball out at midcourt. Benfelt comes into the front court to Dakota Kenton. He'll get it to Schuster. Schuster brings it to the right wing to Milks. The top five or the starting five are in there for Gibbon. Benfelt finds the seam, drives in, and got hacked. Ball goes flying to the back wall, and two free throws coming up. Foul will be on Kearney Catholic's Blake Holtmeyer. That'll be the first on Blake, fourth on the Stars. And at the line to shoot two, Brett Benfeld hit a couple in the first quarter. He's got 4 points. And the first of two is up, and it is in. 20-15, Kearney Catholic. Also going on tonight at Adams Central, the Twin Valley Conference boys semifinals. Kennesaw and Silver Lake playing right now. Then it'll be Red Cloud and Shelton. Second free throw, no good by Benfeld, and the rebound brought down by Squires. His third gets it to Jackson, who makes sure Lease has it in his hands across the timeline. Then his pass back to Jackson is tipped out of bounds. So the Stars will inbound it again. Tomorrow night it is the girls' semifinals. Kearney Catholic, the only school this year to have both their boys and girls make it to the semifinals. They'll play Wood River. Centura will play Ravenna. 6:15 and 8 tomorrow. Saturday, the boys' games will be at 2 and 6, the girls at 4 and 8. Kearney Catholic getting a little jumbled up here against the 1-3-1 zone. Now Lease takes a long three. It comes up short, no good. And getting out of there with the rebound will be Brett Benfeld. Into the front court, Milks. Underneath, he had a wide open Kenton. Kenton can't find the handle. Excuse me, that's Schuster, off of Schuster, and out of bounds. That is the third turnover of the quarter for Gibbon. Kearney Catholic has not committed a turnover here in the second quarter. Thus, they have taken the lead up to 5, 20-15, and they have the ball. Just dribbling in the backcourt is Alex Lease. Nobody really moving. They're trying to get a screen set on Reinertsen. Now he'll bring it across the timeline. Squires, left of the wing. Man in his face, takes one dribble, gives it back off to Jackson. Milks out on him. Reinertsen comes over to double. Over the top of the zone, they'll get it to Lease. Lease drives, comes down the right baseline. Scoop shot, shorted it. Good drive, just couldn't finish it off. Then it's rebounded and stolen away. Lease stepped in, made the steal, and hit the bucket after the rebound brought down by Kenton. Alex Lease with a game-high 10 points, and the Stars have their biggest lead at 22-15. Now Kenton drives, big collision in the lane, and a foul called on Alex Lease as Kenton hit the ground. That'll be the first foul on Lease, and waiting to check in this whole time, Connor Streit and Isaac Richter. And coming in for Gibbon for the first time, here's the 6-foot junior, Jared Dorzinski. 2:39 to go, second quarter, Kearney Catholic 22, Gibbon 15. Just one bucket so far in this second quarter for the Buffaloes. They have it underneath their own hoop. They'll feel backside. Reinertsen made a good move right off the inbound, and he'll lay it up and score. He's got 6. 22-17. Lease brings it across the timeline. A 5-point Kearney Catholic lead. Lazy pass going to be tipped away. Can Benfeld save it? No. It'll go out of bounds, and he'll meet a couple of new friends over there. Good hustle, though, by Brett Benfeld. Against that zone, if you're going to make a long pass, it has to be crisp because both teams have enough quickness to go get it. Connor Streit drives in, lobs it down to Richter. He's too deep. He caught it, kicked it out to Lease for three, buried it. Alex Lease now with 13 points. He's hit three threes of the Stars, gradually building that lead. It's up to 8, 25-17. Schuster with a basketball. Streit with a hand on him, gives it off to Reinertsen. It's a high pick from Dorzinski. Now Richter's on Reinertsen, so a major mismatch. Riley knows it, doesn't take the shot, gives it over to Schuster. Schuster between the circles. A little collision there with Streit. They let it go. Back over to Reinertsen. Looks for a backdoor cutter, nothing there. Gives it to Dorzinski. He dribbles in hard, and he was grabbed by Isaac Richter on the way by. So far, everything that I'm seeing, the officials have been seeing, and a great job, I guess is what that means, but got some groupie and his crew here. Always do a good job. Foul on Richter. His first. And once again, Gibbon on the baseline to throw it in. Try to force it in short. Got tipped by Richter, but Dorzinski ran it down at the top of the circle. He'll give it off to Schuster. Spread the floor here against the Kearney Catholic man-to-man. Luke needs some help. Kicks it back out top. The coaches are really into it. Don Lease with the action right in front of him, hollering at his kids. Now Reinertsen in the left-hand corner, draws the double team. His pass picked off. Connor Streit makes the steal, and that is 5 turnovers in the quarter for Gibbon, 10 in the game. Lease way out on the right wing. They dare him to shoot the three. Now he gives it into the corner to Holtmeyer. Blake down the baseline, left-handed off the glass and in. Holtmeyer with his first bucket, and the Stars now up by 10 at 27-17 with 1 minute to go here in the first half. So kind of a repeat of the meeting last Tuesday. Milks tries the baseline, and he is going to get fouled probably twice. Strikes the first one to get him, and then Richter made sure that the shot didn't go in and hacked him on the arm. Two free throws coming up. Connor Strike, his first personal foul. And Milks, the lefty, hit a three, the only three of the game, four given in the first quarter. And now he'll shoot his first free throw and connect. Hoosman in and Jackson out for the Stars. Second free throw coming up. 54 seconds remaining here in quarter number two. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up. That free throw dancing around, sits on the rim and in. Milch now with 5 points. Kearney Catholic 27, Gibbon 19. Will the Stars milk the final 50 seconds? 8-point lead. It was actually 27-19 into the third quarter the last time they played. But just like the last game, Gibbon got up early and the Stars, by halftime, had turned it into their favor. Play and catch here. 30 seconds to go. Loup City coach Paul Henry going to join us at the half. Preview our second semifinal, Loup City and Adams Central. 20 seconds to go. Lease out around the volleyball line, 28 feet away. And knocked out of his hands, but it goes right over to Hoosman as Reinertsen was able to knock it out of there. And then a pass underneath to Richter. He's behind the backboard, and the ball tapped out of bounds by Gibbon. Now Richter's out, and Squires is in. That probably gives him another three-point threat more than anything. 10 seconds to go here. Stars take it out in front of the given bench in the front court. Connor Strike, the deep left-hand corner to Squires. Back up top to Lease. In his hands with 8 seconds. Attacks the right side. Gives it off there to Hoosman. Skip pass over to Squires. Long three, but he's wide open, and it will not go. And we are at halftime here in the 2013 Blue Platte Conference Boys Basketball Tournament semifinal number one. It's the Kearney Catholic Stars 27, the Gibbon Buffaloes 19. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report after this on Classic Hits.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cynic's gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cynic station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back to Wood River. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. It is halftime of our first boys semifinal in the Loup Platte Conference, Kearney Catholic 27 and Gibbon 19. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. Coming up, we will be bringing you game number two of this Loup Platte Conference Boys semifinal as Adams Central, the number two seed, back in a familiar place for the Patriots. They will be taking on Loup City, who is the sixth seed and had probably the most impressive game of any of the four teams remaining on Tuesday night when they defeated Ravenna 61-41. And Coach Paul Henry joins us here at halftime. And Coach, hey, congratulations. Let's get to a point where I think the cutoff was six to be nice to everybody, but I think everybody knew that if you're in the top six on Tuesday night, you had a chance to be here tonight.
Yeah, we thought that maybe, you know, earlier in the season we might be able to creep into a four. We shot ourselves in the foot a few times and got to a six, and, you know, we got hot when the time was right. And the other good thing is we got opposite of Kearney Catholic, which I don't know if that's a good thing, but it seems all right now.
Well, and every time we've talked to you, we just knew, and you never know if it's going to materialize or not, but This was a banged-up team. You did well early on with the kids that you had. You got a little bit more healthy. Then maybe you got a little bit tougher competition. And then, as it said in the Independent and in the Hub on Wednesday morning, Ord out of nowhere comes up and clips you after you have a lead in the fourth quarter. And things have turned around in the last three ball games. You beat two state-rated teams. You hand Burwell their first loss of the year. Obviously a natural rivalry anyway. And then you take Ravenna to the woodshed at their place on Tuesday. And I think the boys said it, none of them had ever beaten them in varsity competition. So things looking good in just a short amount of time. What changed, Paul?
We got everybody healthy again. We went through a holiday break. Brady Rasmussen, had, of course, he had 34 against Ravenna. Early in the season, things were great. He got hurt in the holiday tournament, tailbone. And that slowed him down. And even when we got him back, he was kind of slow for a game. And then he got rolling. That's really helped. Brady Lewandowski, he's only played eight games. Those are all since Christmas. And each one he plays, getting more in condition, getting more into the flow. And he really stabilizes us with some ball handling, some defense, and just gives us more depth. And, you know, and we're selling out a lot more with what we do.
Paul, what is the style right now? Because we know that you like to play against some of these teams. I mean, if you'd have said Ravenna 41, you'd have taken that. You'd have had no idea. You got 61 on Tuesday. You've shown that you can play slow down, 35-29 Burwell, and you've shown that you can get into the 60s. Now that you're healthy, and we know Adams Central can play defensive basketball, would you rather get some points on the board, or is that game in the 40s what you're still looking for?
Well, we played a 24-22 game against Centura, and they played a 28-24 game against Wayne. You know, if the game was in the 20s, we'd take our chances at the end. That wouldn't bother us. If the game gets up into the 50s and 60s, it's probably because we're not checking off the boards tonight. We need the score low. We don't delay the game as far as holding the ball, but defensively we try to slow people up, take them out of their rhythm, and make them set up their offense each time. And that's where the slowdown part comes. It's been with our defense. Offense, we're just trying to be opportunistic, and, you know, we're getting a little bit more patient. We're kind of quick trip sometimes, and we're slowing it down a little bit there and getting some better shots.
Well, you played Adams Central first game at their place after the Christmas break. Tell me what happened in that game and what kind of team you're going to see tonight. That was a month ago.
They're awfully big. They're the biggest team we see, 6'3 and up. And then, you know, Fowler at the point guard, and he's one of the top point guards in the entire state in C1, and plus an all-state running back, so you bounce off of him. We got down 12 or 13 at halftime, and about, you know, it was about 11 after one, and we kind of hung around a little bit. Adams Central was a lot more patient the second half, so that kind of kept everything close. Brady Rasmussen played 3.5 minutes of the first half. He just gives us a little bit more balance out there when we have the Riley Lambricks and the Cole Lambricks and everybody else. And then, again, Brady Lewandowski, I keep bringing him up just because of the depth. He's not a big scorer, but he's a big body out there. And very, you know, he's been with the program since he was six. Since he was six, I think. People have asked if he's about a sixth or seventh year senior right now with the beard. But he just laughs at that. We need to keep the game slowed down a little bit tonight. And again, if we don't keep them off the boards, there's nothing it doesn't matter what else happens in the game, we're in trouble.
Now, I just told Brady to make sure that there's no deer antler spray around the locker room. So
I got exactly what you're doing.
Hey, Paul, best of luck, and we'll see how things go tonight.
All right. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate everything you guys do.
You got to overcome the announcer jinx tonight. You know that.
I got you.
Paul Henry, head boys basketball coach at Loop City. Big game tonight against Adams Central. Here at half of our first game, Kearney Catholic undefeated, leading Gibbon 27-19. We'll look at the numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime
Report. Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Let's take a look now real quick at the first half stats of our ball game. For Gibbon, Ryan Milks has 5 points, and that has included 2 free throws and a three-pointer. Riley Reinertsen, just 6 points, 2 rebounds. Brett Benfeld, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Gareth Stroh, 3 rebounds. Luke Schuster, 2 points and a rebound. Dakota Kenton, 1 point and 2 rebounds. 11 points in the first quarter, 8 in the second at the half, 19 points, 10 rebounds. 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, and 10 turnovers. For Kearney Catholic, Matt Moore has a couple of free throws. Brian Hoosman has 7 points, 4 rebounds. Blake Holtmeyer, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Stride has hit a three-point bucket for his total and 1 rebound. David Squires has not scored, has 3 rebounds. And the game's leading scorer is Alex Leese. He's hit 3 threes. He's got 13 points, 3 rebounds. And Isaac Richter pulled down 1 rebound. 10 points in the first quarter, 17 in the second. At the half, Kearney Catholic, 27 points, 11 rebounds. 3 out of 3 at the free throw line, 4 of 14 from three-point land against that 1-3-1 zone. 5 turnovers, and those were all in the first quarter. Difference in Kearney Catholic getting this cushion at halftime, no turnovers in the second quarter. Gibbon had 5. Foul situation, Matt Moore for Kearney Catholic, the only player in the game with 2. 27-19, Stars lead the Buffs, and this has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation, for quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. And the second half is next.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find 3 secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, they're at halftime. The Loomis girls leading Eustis Farnham 23-13 in the Fort Kearney Conference semifinals at the Viero Event Center. That'll be followed by Amherst and Axtell. Tomorrow, the boys, Overton plays Wilcox Hildreth, and Axtell takes on Elm Creek. And a big drive here by Matt Moore as he takes it to the hoop to start this second quarter. And a blocking foul on Gareth Stroh, who will start the second half here for Coach Paul Reinertsen. That'll be the first foul on Gareth, and Moore, who hit 2 free throws in the first half, will go to the line. Again, Adams Central Loup City here next, and then tomorrow on the girls' side here in the Loup Platte, Kearney Catholic plays Wood River at 6:15, Centura and Ravenna at 8, and Moore drops the first free throw in. Gibbon hit the first 3 buckets of the ball game to go up 6-0. And the next thing you know, Kearney Catholic's up 17-13. Second free throw by Moore, and it is good. So he hits them both, and the lead is at 10, equaling the largest lead of the game for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Gibbon's got to find a way to get some offense here. And here they're going to turn it over with an over and back. Just some miscommunication. Benfeld made the pass and cut, and it came right back to him, and it just rolled into the backcourt. Gibbon's 11th turnover. So the Stars maybe being even more patient than Gibbon here in this ball game so far. As Leese up top, Moore dribbles, stops the free throw line, gets it knocked away, almost traveled. Hoosman grabs it, though. Ball starting to bounce Kearney Catholic's way as well. Leese get past the left wing to Squire, skips it right back to Alex. Wide open three is going to be short. Leese follows his shot, though, grabs the rebound, dumps it underneath to Moore, who hits the easy layup. Alex Leese having a whale of a ball game right now. And Matt Moore getting his first bucket to go with four free throws, and it's 31-19. Garrett Stroh drives into the paint, takes it at Squires. He intimidated him. The shot's off the mark, no good. And the rebound brought down underneath in there by Kearney Catholic, and I think that was maybe Hoosman that grabbed it. As the three-pointer is up by Squires, and he'll knock it down in a timeout on the floor. Riley Reinerson has not started the second half here for Gibbon, and I'm not sure why. I'm trying to see if he's on the bench. We'll find out a little more. Timeout Gibbon. We'll be right back.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
So Riley Reinerson, it looks like they needed to retape his hand up a little bit here. He puts that tape on his fingers, but he's still not in there out of this timeout. This is highly unusual that Riley Reinerson is sitting on the bench here as Gibbon used their second 30-second timeout of the ball game. So they need offense, and a kid that gets you 24 a game is on the bench. So Schuster brings it across the timeline. Nice dribble to get by Strite, but then runs into Lease and ends up really going nowhere, brings it back up to the top of the circle, where he hands it off to Benfelt. Back to Schuster. He fires up the three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman, and he's got six unofficially. Into the front court with it is Strite. 34-19 Stars, 6:23 to go here in the third quarter. It was 17-13. In fact, at one point it was 13-12 Gibbon. And since then, 22-6 run as Moore drives, shot no good, and then we have got an over-the-back foul in the paint, but who's over the back? It's going to be on Kearney Catholic. Ryan Hoosman, his first. First foul of the half on the Stars. Well, whatever the tape was, it's not a problem now. Riley is just sitting next to his dad and Coach Paul. And Gibbon trying something different here. Schuster gets to Benfelt. Benfelt into the front court. Moore steals the basketball away. Up ahead to Squires, one-on-one, and he'll scoop it up and in. David Squires with 5 points in the quarter. And Kearney Catholic is up 36-19. Schuster out on the left wing. Crossover dribble to the free throw line, down the paint, tries to dish it off underneath, does, and a foul going to be called on Alex Lease, which will send Ryan Milks to the line to shoot two. Nifty pass, but Milks didn't have a whole lot of room to negotiate underneath. And Lease with his second foul, and now Reinerson comes to the scorer's table. 5:38 to go, third quarter, and the free throw by Milks is good. He's got 6 points, and Stroh will come out. 36-20, but Kearney Catholic scores the first 9 points of the half, 36-21. So without Reinerson in there, a 9-0 run to start the half by Kearney Catholic takes the lead all the way out to 17. And those two free throws cut it back to 15 as Moore kicks it out for the long three. Lease, no good. Ball tapped around, and it'll be grabbed over there by Dakota Kenton off the missed three of the Stars. Into the front court, Kenton gets it from Benfelt, into the right-hand corner to Milks, back out to Benfelt, and he'll find Schuster. Ball back over on the left wing. Ooh, there's some contact. Lease got popped in the nose. Benfelt gets it down low to Reinerson, missed the shot, offensive rebound. Kenton, it goes all the way around, then Reinerson gets the rebound, and he's fouled. And Gibbon wanted offensive or wanted defensive goaltending because while that ball was sitting on the rim, one of the Stars made contact with the net. But is Alex Lease okay? It appears so. And he got popped in the nose during that exchange. Foul is on David Squires, his second. And the first free throw by Reinerson is up and it is in. Riley's first trip to the line. Just his 7th point of the basketball game. Squires is going to check out. Blake Holtmeyer is going to check in. 5 minutes exactly to go here in the third quarter. Second free throw by Reinerson. The youth free throw champion gets them both. And it's 36-23. Kearney Catholic trying to get to 18-0 on the season. Moore pass kicked out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Stars have Holtmeyer, Hoosman, Lease, Streit, and Moore on the floor. Gibbon has their original five starters out there. Milks, Reinertsen, Benfelt, Schuster, and Kenton. 4:45 left here in the third quarter. Lease with it on the left wing. Draws the double team. Goes to Holtmeyer. Baseline drive. And lays it up and in. Kenton put some good defense on him. And Holtmeyer just really elevated over the top of Kenton and scored. Now Benfelt to the other end. Lays it up. And they're going to count it. A foul out on the wing. So a chance for a three-point play here as Gibbon hustled back that time. You can hardly ever say that either team doesn't get back on defense. So I'm not going to say that was the case that time. But the foul is on Connor Streit. Stars starting to get two on everybody here. That's their fourth foul of the quarter, and the free throw is good. So Gibbon trying to claw their way back into this one. It's 38-26. And the Stars trapped as they come across the timeline. Streit lost it. Moore got it. Moore got it underneath the Hoosman, and he'll lay it up and in. Again, a good fortuitous bounce there for the Stars. Right place at the right time. 40-26, Kearney Catholic. On the right wing with it is Schuster. Stutter dribble on Moore in the man-to-man. Schuster brings it all the way out top. Gets it into the hands of Reinertsen, who gets rid of it right away to Kenton. Swings over to Ryan Milks. Back out to Riley Reinertsen. Try to clear things out for him against Matt Moore. It's a 1-4 pull-up jumper from 14 off the window and in. That's great defense by Moore, and that's just how good Riley Reinertsen is. Nice shot, 10 of the game for Reinertsen, 40-28. Kearney Catholic up top with it. Moore dumps it into the corner to Hoosman. Skip pass all the way to the left wing. Lease can't get the three away as he's double-teamed. Reinertsen's going to shove him all the way out to midcourt. And Lease gets rid of the basketball over to Holtmeyer. Big possession, ball tip, stolen away, Benfelt. First turnover since the first quarter by the Stars, and Benfelt will finish. And here comes Gibbon, 40-30. So down 17 just a couple of minutes ago. They've cut it to 10. Kearney Catholic will go to their subs at the next whistle. Coach Lease has all his timeouts. Streit loses the handle. He's going to get called for the double dribble. So not having a turnover since the first quarter. Back-to-back turnovers here for Kearney Catholic. Derek Jackson, Isaac Richter in for the Stars. This is a normal rotation for Coach Lease. And staying in there will be Alex Lease, Squires, and Holtmeyer, it looks like. Gibbon will have the ball. Chance to get this baby back into single digits on Classic Hits 98.9. Doug Duda with you on this Thursday night of conference semifinals on ESPN. 1460-1550 girls semifinals, Fort Kearney Conference. Loomis was up 10 over Eustace and Sparta at the half, and here they try to force it inside to Reinertsen, who was not open, and an easy steal there for Kearney Catholic. They ran the play just expecting Riley to be open and threw it right to the Stars. Now the Stars are trapped, and Reinertsen steals it away. Beautiful behind the back to get away from Squires, who lays it up and in and got fouled, and he says something to the official. Riley better be careful. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. And Coach Paul Reinertsen not happy either. Gibbon doesn't want to get teed up now that they've cut it to 8. Timeout on the floor, Kearney Catholic. 2:45 to go here in the third quarter of play. The lead has went from 17 to 8, 40-32. Stars, we'll be right back.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Undefeated Kearney Catholic has only played two games all season within 10 points. Ironically, one of those against Fort Kearney Conference member Elm Creek right before Christmas. And then number one McCook in Class B last Friday. Right now it's an 8-point game as Squires takes the three and it rolls off the front of the rim. No good. Holtmeyer got the rebound. He's fouled on the putback and it clanks off the rim. No good. Offensive rebounds. Now, there's not been a ton of rebounds, but Kearney Catholic's done a good job getting to the offensive glass. And they will get two free throws out of this. Holtmeyer has 4 points. First trip to the line here for Blake. And the 6'2 junior puts it up, and it's off the front of the rim. Holtmeyer, an outstanding sixth man for Kearney Catholic, would venture to guess maybe start on any other team in a conference. As coming into the ball game now will be Brian Hoosman. And Squires gets a breather. Second free throw now for Holtmeyer. And the lefty puts that one around and in. So Blake now with 5 points. Stars get one of the two free throws, 41-32. Kearney Catholic can continue to score here on every possession like they've done over the last five. Gareth Stroh is in, tries to get it down to Reinertsen. Holtmeyer's all over him. The ball goes out of bounds, and the ball belongs to Kearney Catholic. Given turnover number 14. That's a tough one there for Riley Reinertsen. Holtmeyer was up on his back, and he didn't have a chance to grab the ball. So Kearney Catholic might have got a break there, and with it is Lease. He weaves his way through traffic into the lane. The 8-foot runner, good. Alex with 15. That's his first bucket of the second half, 43-32. The lead now out to 11 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Gareth Stroh, one-on-one all the way out top against Hoosman. Dumps it into the left-hand corner. The ball knocked away by Alex Lease. Working on Ryan Milks. And Matt Moore now going to come in. And a little, as we said, it's intense. Some words down there between the players. And the one thing is they're so familiar with each other, it's hard to get really mad at each other, as Gibbon will throw it in. In front of their own bench, toss it to the backcourt to Stroh. He finds Reinertsen well out on the left wing. Gibbon needs a bucket here now that they're back down by 11. Up to Riley, screen for a tough three. It's no good that time. That was the play, and the ball goes out of bounds. Nobody could get to the rebound. Kearney Catholic did a good job fighting through the screen and getting a hand in Reinertsen's face. That would have been a big bucket, cut it right back down to 8. But instead now Kearney Catholic will be patient with a minute 35 to go here in the quarter. 43-32, Moore tripped up, and a foul called on Brett Benfeld. That'll be his second foul of the half on Gibbon. And Kearney Catholic will throw it in. Put it up top to Hoosman. Hoosman swings it over to Holtmeyer. Drives back out Lease. Ball fake three down the lane. Takes another one-hand jumper. He's got it going tonight. 17 for Alex Lease, a kid that might get you three, but he's also capable of doing this from time to time. 45-32, Stroh double-teamed in the backcourt. All over him is Hoosman. Gets it down to the baseline. Milks feeds it underneath to Reinertsen, and Richter fouls it. Isaac Richter with his second personal foul, 15 foul. Riley Reinertsen will go to the line. Reinertsen's got 6 in the quarter and 12 in the game. 1:18 remaining here in the third quarter. Free throw, Reinertsen, good. He's going to need every single one of them. And for Riley this season, he is shooting 91% from the line. That's even better than last year. I think he was 88 or 89 last year towards the end of the year. As a team, 68% for Gibbon. Second free throw, well, that's all we had to do was say something about it. And it's in and out, no good. The rebound brought down by Brian Hoosman. 1:10 to go here. Quarter number 3, Stars by a dozen. This is the way they tend to put everybody away this year. And Lease trying to force it down the baseline, stepped out of bounds. He thought maybe he could get a foul or just throw it through the double team, and he ran out of real estate. And that'll be turnover number 4 of the quarter, 9 of the game for Kearney Catholic. Gibbon also with 4 of the quarter, but 14 in the game. And with it is Gareth Stroh, inbounds with 1 minute to go. Try to set a screen for him. He dribbled it off his foot. Holtmeyer saves it. And here comes Kearney Catholic, 3-on-1, and Hoosman is fouled. That's a pretty good foul there by New Year, actually. Otherwise, it would have been layup time. Ryan Newyear with his first foul. It's also a non-shooting foul. And here comes Schuster in for Gibbon. Squires in for Kearney Catholic. At the end of 3, it is Loomis 36, Eustace Farnham 29. So they cut into the lead a little bit on ESPN 1460 and 1550 from the girls' semifinals at the Viero Event Center Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They try to post up Hoosman, and Schuster steps in front, makes the steal, up ahead to Reinertsen, blocked from behind by Holtmeyer. Blake Holtmeyer with a beautiful block off the glass. Stars come the other way. Hoosman falls down, and it's going to be another turnover. Gibbon wants to run. It's 2-on-2. Benfeld all the way in. He got Holtmeyer to foul him this time. And to the line to shoot two will be Brett Benfeld. This will be the 8th and 9th free throw attempt of the quarter here for Gibbon. But Milch, Reinertsen, and Benfeld have all but 3 of the 33 points for Gibbon. And Blake Holtmeyer, his second foul. The free throw is up, and it's good. Gibbon's going to have to be outstanding from that line if they want to get back into this one. But very rarely has Kearney Catholic not been up double digits going into the fourth quarter. And very tough not only to play even ball with this team that's 17-0, but to have to overcome a big deficit. But somewhere along the line, somebody might have a chance to do it. And Gibbon's good enough as the second free throw is up, and it is good. So Benfeld hits them both. He's got 7 of the quarter, 12 of the game, 45-35. The lead is 10. Kearney Catholic looks like they'll hold for the last shot, 25 seconds. Gibbon's going to trap here. They do get it over the top to Lease. Lease attacks the right side, triple-teamed into the paint. Moore's open, and he finishes with the layup. So Gibbon overplayed it, and Kearney Catholic made him pay. 12 seconds to go in the quarter. Schuster brings the ball up the timeline, right side. Squires picks him up on the wing, 6, 5, out to Benfeld, 3 seconds. Reinertsen fadeaway 3, and it's no good. Really could have used it, but it was a long fadeaway 3, and that brings us to the end of the third quarter of play. And your score, Kearney Catholic 47, Gibbon 35 on Classic Hits.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, I'm Doug Duda back at Wood River. Our next game at 8 o'clock, Loup City at Adams Central. But right now, we head to the fourth quarter of our first semifinal, Kearney Catholic 47-35. Key stretch, though, Riley Reinertsen didn't play the first 2.5 minutes to the third quarter, and Kearney Catholic went on a 9-0 run, got it up to 17, Gibbon cut it to 8. And now it's at 12, but that 9-0 run, negate that, and he got a game underneath the Reinertsen on the entry pass. He'll turn and score, and Riley now has got 15 of the ball game. 12 for Benfeld, 7 for Milks, 2 for Schuster, 1 for Kenton, as they were outscored 20-16, and there is a steal by Reinertsen. Riley gets it underneath. Benfeld tries to draw the contact, which made him miss the layup. Starting to see more and more of that. He could have just went up and made the layup, but he was trying to get the three-point play. The ball goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Gibbon. 47-37. Kearney Catholic has not led the whole way. Gibbon was up 6-0. But then Stars really turned it around in a hurry. We're up 17-13. In the right-hand corner, Milks has the basketball. Alex Lease, by the way, the game's leading scorer for Kearney Catholic with 17. And now Moore out front, trying to steal it away. New Year, ball loose, picked up here by Kearney Catholic, 2-on-2. Moore comes in, gets fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And a technical foul has been issued as well on Gibbon, and that is a killer. The foul is going to be called on Benfeld. And we'll try to pick up where the technical is as well. And I think it's on Riley Reinertsen. It's either on Benfeld or Riley Reinertsen. And the technical foul So what you're going to get here is four free throws in the ball for Kearney Catholic. And that could be the end of this game. So Moore now will shoot the first two. He's 4 of 4 tonight. He's 5 of 5 for 9 points. They did not put the technical on the board, so I'm not sure if it's on Reinertsen or if it's on Benfeld. Second free throw, Moore skipped out, no good. Now it's time for the technical. And it looks like they'll put Brian Hoosman up there to shoot the technicals. He's 1 of 1, has 9 points. Kearney Catholic Hoosman, well, pretty good from the free throw line this year for Hoosman. 81% leads the team in scoring at 15 points a game. And so he will shoot the technicals. And the free throw is on the way and dancing around, no good. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show. Final stats. Get you ready for game two. Second free throw now for Brian Hoosman. And that is going to bounce around. No good. So Hoosman, who's the best free throw shooter on the team, missed them both. And the Stars still get the ball. If Gibbon can get out of this without giving up a bucket here, they still got a chance. Kearney Catholic leads. Skip pass over the double team. Gets it over to Connor Strike. Out top they go. Here's a three-pointer on the way, and it is no good by Elise. And the rebound brought down by Gibbon, and a foul called on Kearney Catholic. And David Squires doesn't like the call. The officials confer to make sure they've got the right call. Brett Benfeld fouled by David Squires, his third. And that's the seventh foul on Kearney Catholic. So we'll walk to the other end and shoot a one-and-one here for Brett Benfeld. He's 6 of 7 at the line tonight. And on the season, 68%, so he's above that tonight. And the first free throw here for Brett Benfeld is on the way, and that's pretty flat, no good. Rebound brought down by Elise. Kearney Catholic will bring it across the timeline. Their original five starters are on the floor. Moore, Streit, Elise, Hoosman, and Squires. There's Moore down the baseline. He got by a defender and made the layup. Great move by Matt Moore, who has 11 points, 50-37, Kearney Catholic. This margin's been between 9 and 12 for quite a while, and there Reinertsen gets contact with Alex Lease, and Lease called for the foul, and Riley Reinertsen will go to the line. This is a great way for the Buffs to get back into it, have Reinertsen at the line with the clock stopped, but they do have to make some stops on the defensive end. Three fouls on Squires and Lease now for Kearney Catholic. Benfeld has three for Gibbon, and the free throw by Reinertsen is good. He now has 16, makes it 50-38. If that technical was on Reinertsen, he would have two fouls, by the way. Second free throw is good. And coming into the ball game, Blake Holtmeyer for Kearney Catholic. Good to see his dad, Doug, back here, as he's been able to watch him. Learned a valuable lesson, did Doug Holtmeyer, never referee with Russ. That is a very valuable lesson. 6:28 to go here in the game, 50-39. Kearney Catholic by 11. Out to Connor Strike, fakes the three. One dribble, goes back out to Moore. Down to the baseline. There's Hoosman with a nice move up and under, but it won't go. Ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Gibbons. Gibbon let it go, and then they got a little worried when it didn't get pointed their way immediately. But again, Gibbon ball, wasting no time. They'll get it into Benfeld. Gibbon can cut it to single digits with a bucket here. They've got to find a way to put some pressure on the Stars. Milks, who's been really a non-factor lately, has it back up top to Schuster. Schuster, crossover dribble, gives it to Milks. Milks on Moore, drives, leads it off of the baseline. Benfeld takes it in, kicks it into the corner to Schuster, and his bounce pass hit the baseline and went out of bounds. One too many passes that time for Gibbon. Their second turnover of the quarter. They've had 5 in every quarter, so that's 17. Kearney Catholic has 12. Top of the key, Hoosman back out, Connor Strike. Kearney Catholic has not shot as many threes here in the second half as they did in the first. Holtmeyer drives in, tipped away, back out to Lease. Long three, good. Alex Lease, 20 in the ball game for the senior son of Coach Don Lease. 53-39, the lead 14. Schuster on the wing to Benfeld. Trying to find Milks. Now Reinertsen comes and gets it, and Holtmeyer going for the steal with the foul. And that's the third on Blake. And now a 1-1 again for Riley Reinertsen. He is 5 of 6 at the line, all here in the second half. He's got 17 points to lead the way, as usual, for the Buffaloes, although he didn't lead the team the other night. Ryan Milks poured in 17. Milks has 7 tonight, 4 free throws and a 3. And the free throw is good. Reinertsen a little worried about it. That didn't have a whole lot of air under it. It's just kind of line-drived it in, so have to bend the knees a little more on this one. Second free throw on the way. Great rotation and good. 53-41. Just a junior, Riley Reinertsen, has said he's going to go golf at Oklahoma. But man, where he could play some basketball. He's a great player. A lot of people believe the best in the entire area. Kearney Catholic gets in some trouble, and a timeout will be called here, as Coach Don Leese was afraid a turnover was about to happen. So timeout on the floor here with 5:10 to go in the ball game. It is Kearney Catholic 53, Gibbon 41. You're listening to the Blue Platte Conference Basketball Tournament on Classic Hits, and this timeout brought to you by our friends at Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out to pick up a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza on West 39th Street in Kearney. We'll be right back.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
After being down 10 at the half, Michigan State's men now 51-45 over Illinois, 11.5 to go in the game. The Nebraska women just getting underway with Ohio State on the breeze. 94.5 FM, Kearney Catholic, trouble in the corner. Lee's got it knocked away, but again, it bounces to a teammate in Brian Hoosman. They'll give it to Moore. Moore, under stress, throws up a circus shot that is so far off the mark, Brian Hoosman's able to get in there for an offensive rebound and put back. That's just a killer for Gibbon. Great defense, and they still got scored on because Hoosman got another offensive board. 55-41, 4:40 to go. Given the long three, Reinertsen, and it's going to be short, no good. Rebound brought down by Alex Lease. Coming out of that timeout, you just figured it was time for somebody to make a move, and right now it's Kearney Catholic as Lease gets it underneath the Holtmeyer, and they're going to call him for an offensive push-off underneath. Blake Holtmeyer with his fourth personal foul. He got it on the low block. He turned. There was a defender right there, so kind of just gave him a little bit of a forearm, I guess you would say, and he'll come out. And Squires back in. But Gibbon now down by 14. Get it into Schuster, and they're not going to mess around. It's in Reinertsen's hand in the backcourt. Now he'll go to Ben Felt, top of the circle, right side. Kenton over here pretty much unguarded. Coming all the way through to take the ball of Schuster. Running Milks off about four screens here, but he doesn't get to the ball. 5 second count on. And Schuster finally got it up to Reinertsen. Back underneath. Beautiful pass for a layup. Brett Benfeld. Assist to Riley Reinertsen. 55-43. As the 1-3-1 zone trap is on, and they have got Strike trapped to the backcourt. He gets through it. Ball tipped away, but again, right to Kearney Catholic, and then they lose the handle. And here comes Gibbon with a basketball. Schuster through two, through three. Going to need some help. Now drives the baseline. Fakes the pass. Lays it up. And good. Beautiful job by Luke Schuster. That's just his second bucket of the ball game, and it's down to a 10-point Kearney Catholic lead at 55-45. Stars slow it just a bit. Hoosman sees some room down the lane. Drives. Gets hammered to the ground. No foul. The ball goes out of bounds off of Gibbon. And this time there might have been a foul that Gibbon got away with. .321 left. Glad everybody's out there listening to the ball game tonight. Sure appreciate it on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Up top with it is Alex Lease. Takes it on the right wing to Holtmeyer. Into Moore, back out to Lease. Stars want to use a little clock right here and make Gibbon overplay the ball. Ball loose, back to Lease. Man, does he do a good job just somehow keeping a hold of that. To Holtmeyer. Holtmeyer's fouled. Dakota Kenton reached in from behind and committed the foul. That'll be the second on Dakota Kenton. And I believe that will be the seventh team foul. and a 1-1. Now they put it up. So Blake Holtmeyer, 1 of 2 at the line, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Hoosman will check in if he makes both of them. 3:02 remaining here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Gibbon, Wood River. Up next, Loup City and Adams Central. Scheduled for 8 o'clock, and Holtmeyer, the front end of the 1-1, is on the way, and it's too strong. Rebound comes out long. Squires tips it to Holtmeyer. David Squires, nice job. And another offensive rebound for Kearney Catholic. Matt Moore is trapped at midcourt, and another timeout, Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic will call the timeout to save the possession with 2:50 to go in the game. Kearney Catholic 55, Gibbon 45. We'll be right back.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a busy time of the sports year, this final day of January. Tomorrow, the girls' semifinals, then all four games Saturday here on Classic Hits from the Loup Platte Conference Tournament. Tonight, the girls' semifinals of the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament are on ESPN, 1460 and 1550. Tomorrow, the boys, and then all four games from the Viero Event Center Saturday. Right now, Kearney Catholic with a 55-45 lead, 2:50 to go and the ball. Inbound it to Connor Stride, who's open, back out to Lease. Reinertsen on him. How much energy is left? There's play and keep away, as all Kearney Catholic's doing. Both teams are in the bonus. Connor Streit out top trying to trap him, and he'll be fouled. And Brett Benfeld got smacked in the face, on the nose. We've seen that a couple of times, everybody trying to shake free when you're double-teaming the ball. And the foul on Brett Benfeld, that'll be his fourth. And now Ben felt there must be a little blood, so he's going to come out. And Garrett Stroh will check in. At the line will be Connor Streit. And on the season, a 76% free throw shooter. As a team, Kearney Catholic shoots 66%. And Connor has just 1 3-point bucket offensively tonight. Free throw up. It is off the front of the rim and in. Boy, shooter's roll there for Connor. That was pretty short and had just enough spin to get over the top. Second free throw now as the Stars try to go to 18-0 and go back to the championship. On the way, and it is good. So Stride hits them both. 57-45. Kearney Catholic by a dozen. Gibbon has to be patient, but they can't be too patient. That's the problem. Kenton with the basketball, he's not going to shoot it, and the Stars know that. Over to Schuster. Right now, Lease is guarding Reinertsen, comes all the way out top to take it. Lease and Reinertsen, now they switch to double Riley. Stride out on him, and he bumps him too many times. And that's just a big old boy when you got David Squires out there. He bodies up on you. He's going to move you. And that is the fourth foul on David Squires in the double bonus. Two free throws are coming up here for Riley Reinertsen. 6 in the quarter, 19 in the game for the junior. So he's got 13 in the second half. Gibbon's going to have to get into the 60s to have a chance to pull the upset now. Free throw good. Gibbon was 14 of 17 through three quarters, and now they are 5 of 6, so 19 out of 23 at the line. Second free throw on the way, and that's good. And a timeout on the floor by Gibbon. They will have two remaining. 2:11 to go in the game. It is Kearney Catholic 57, Gibbon 47. You're listening to the Loup Platte Conference Tournament on Classic Hits.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Well, some fireworks at the Viero Event Center in Kearney. The first semifinal in the girls' Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. Loomis led the entire way, and now with a minute to go, it's all tied up. Loomis and Eustace Farnham, 43-43 in the final minute on ESPN 1460 and 1550. That'll be followed by Amherst and Axtell. And again, those games are also available on the World Wide Web, just like these are here from the Lou Platte, PlatteRiverPreps.com. 2:11 to go in the game. It is Kearney Catholic undefeated at 17-0, Gibbon 14-3, one of the losses to the Stars, 57-47 Kearney Catholic. They've got the ball. Possession arrow points the way of Gibbon, I do believe. And both teams in the bonus as the Stars bring it into the front court. Moore just about lost the handle. But again, almost every time the Stars have somebody there, at least jump pass over to Hoosman, into the corner to Squires. Squires, couple of dribbles, we're under 2 minutes to go. Kearney Catholic again. It looks like they're trying to kill the clock, but they turn it over. Benfelt takes it in. The layup is good, and we've got an 8-point game. 16 for Brent Benfelt. And this is as close as Gibbon's been the entire half. 57-49. It was an 8-point game at half. And Lease traveled with a basketball. He got trapped as he brought it across the timeline. He's been doing that jump pass the whole game, but that time he didn't have anywhere to go. And the Stars with back-to-back turnovers. Holtmeyer in, Squires out. Garrett Stroh to throw it in. Kenton, along with Schuster, Benfelt, and of course Riley Reinertsen into the backcourt. They get it to Luke Schuster. 57-49, but we've only got a minute and a half to go. They get it to Reinertsen, can't get the three away. He's double-teamed, needs some help, switches it back out top to Schuster. Schuster, crossover dribble, more on him. Stars are not falling into the zone trap, and we got a charge on Schuster. And Luke knew it. Blake Holtmeyer, who had the four fouls, took the charge. And Luke Schuster with his first foul of the game. That's one of those where Gibbon running out of time. They knew they needed to get a shot up. The first time through the offensive rotation, they couldn't get one. And Schuster with the charge. Gibbon, though, not putting on pressure in the backcourt. They're creeping up there. Minute 15, they're going to have to extend that zone trap. They don't want to. Matt Moore gets it to Lease. They're in the front court. Alex Lease on Benfelt. Stops on the left elbow, and there's a foul with 1:05 to go. 1-1 will send Alex Lease to the line. One place he hasn't been is to the free throw line, and he's got a game-high 20 points right now. Reinertsen, I guess, now has 21, so 20 for him. The foul is called on Brett Benfeld. No, it's called on Riley Reinertsen. So Reinertsen has four. And two free throws now. All of a sudden, the team fouls went from 8 to 10. And so Alex Lease is going to shoot two. First free throw on the way, and it is good. So like most of the opponents, or at least the ones that played Kearney Catholic close, it looks like it's going to be close but not enough tonight. As Alex Lease, a 71% free throw shooter, made the first one. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up next. Second free throw, that's too strong. Rebound brought down by Riley Reinertsen. His fourth of the game. Reinertsen looking for a screen because they're going to try and double-team him to Schuster. 1 minute to go. Can't get any separation. Gibbon can take the twos, but they're looking for threes. Kenton with it. Needs some help. Bounce pass Schuster. 50 seconds to go. Great defense by the Stars. Schuster again decides to drive. Leave it off for Garrett Stroh. 360. Has it blocked. Brian Hoosman blocked the shot, and it goes out of bounds. But 20 seconds on this possession, and Gibbon not able to move their point total. 58-49, Milks in, Stroh out. But Gibbon's going to need to hit some bombs. Got to find a way to draw him out for that three and then dump it underneath, because Kearney Catholic really overplaying the ball. And Milks to throw it in. He finds Brett Benfelt. Tries to lob it into Reinertsen, overthrows him, but Kenton runs it down. Kenton back underneath. Nice pass. Spin move by Benfelt. Jump hook good. And timeout by Gibbon with 31 seconds to go. Brett Benfelt having a heck of a game. He's got 18, and the Buffaloes will have one timeout remaining. 31 seconds to go in the game. It's Kearney Catholic 58, Gibbon 51. We'll be right back.
Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
Doug Duda back with you here at Wood River. I want to thank Athletic Director Jerry Dunn and the crew here for their hospitality. One key thing to remember is this probably not the last time these teams meet, but their sub-district, they're in it with Minden, and they're in it with St. Paul, so you got four pretty solid teams. And how much does Gibbon still have that they're not showing here? I mean, yeah, they want to win a conference tournament, and their kids played hard tonight. But if you're going to beat Kearney Catholic once this year, it wants to be in the sub-districts and not necessarily here. 58-51 Stars, 31 seconds to go. Squires trying to get it in. They get it to Lease. Not an immediate foul. Trying to get the 10 seconds. Long pass. The Stars throw it away. The only thing you can't do, as Don Lease puts the hands on the head, is make the turnover. And now Gibbon has it down 7 with 26 seconds to go. Still a long way to come for Gibbon. Into Schuster. They can't waste a lot of time. Schuster hustles it into the front court to Reinertsen. Riley is double-teamed. Gets through the double-team and a foul called. Riley will shoot two. A foul on Blake Holtmeyer, and he's fouled out. Blake Holtmeyer, another good, solid effort off the bench. 5 points, three rebounds, one block shot. Fouls out with 20 seconds to go. Riley Reinertsen, 6 of 6 in the fourth quarter at the line, needs to keep that up. He's got two free throws with 20 seconds remaining. Stars up 58-51. And Riley with two free throws. The first one is no good. That's a tough one. You can handle missing the second one because maybe you get the offensive board. Riley needs to make the second one now. Reinertsen puts this one up, and that's true. So Reinertsen hits one of two. It's 58-52. Stars against pressure. They get it into Hoosman, and he'll be fouled by Gareth Stroh, his second. Both teams, as we said, are in the double bonus. Kearney Catholic got the ball to their best free throw shooter, although Brian did miss both free throws on the technical earlier this quarter. I'd make a little wager that doesn't happen again, as Hoosman will go to the line to shoot two. What do you think, Dad? That won't happen again, will it? First one's on the way, and it's good. A lot of rim on that one, though. And Hoosman. He's got 12 points. But Lease has 21 tonight to lead the way for the Stars. Second free throw with just 19 seconds to go. That's no good. Rebound brought down by Dakota Kenton. Gives it off to Reinertsen into the corner. A three-pointer. Squires blocks it. Ryan Milks out of bounds. Milks was hoping to get a foul, but it didn't happen. David Squires, the big fella, getting up in the air. 14 seconds to go, and now there just really isn't enough time for Gibbon. They've only got one timeout left. Milks to throw it in for the deep corner. Trying to lob it underneath to Benfeld, or to a Reinertsen. Reinertsen got shoved almost out of bounds. Kearney Catholic makes the steal. And a foul. The Stars were going to let time expire, and Gibbon went ahead and fouled Squires with 9 seconds to go. Kearney Catholic has actually turned it over more than Gibbon here in the fourth quarter. But Gibbon just a couple more for the game. Misco Sports postgame show coming up. And Squires to the line for the first time to shoot two. 5 points, got back-to-back buckets in the third quarter, and this free throw is good. 60-52, and unless something strange happens here, this will only be the third game out of 18 that Kearney Catholic hasn't beaten their opponent by double digits. Second free throw is good. It's a 9-point game. 61-52. Reinertsen long pass up the floor to Schuster. In the corner, Milks. The three is no good, and that is the ball game. Your final score is going to be tonight. The Kearney Catholic Stars going to 18-0 and handing Gibbon their second loss and dropping them to 14-4 by a score of 61-52. And those are the kind of games you're supposed to see here in the conference tournament and in the postseason. That was hard fought and intense, and Kearney Catholic knows they were in a battle tonight. And Gibbon will now play at 2 o'clock Saturday in the consolation game. Kearney Catholic will play at 6 o'clock Saturday in the championship game. The Misco Sports Postgame Show coming your way next on Classic Hits.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
And welcome back, everyone, to Wood River High School. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics. It's time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, keeping our local schools geared up for every season. You'll be better equipped for the games you play by getting your game on at Misco's. Kearney Catholic 61, Gibbon 52. The final in our first semifinal. Loup City and Adams Central will tip it off after 8 o'clock. That game will be closer to about an 8:15 tip-off, and we'll have that for you as well. Let's take a look now at the final numbers in the ball game. Offensively, it was basically a three-man show for the Gibbon Buffaloes, as three of the teammates scored 47 of the 52. Ryan Milks had 7 points. Riley Reinertsen had a game-high 22 points, 4 rebounds. Brett Benfeld, 18 points. 3 rebounds. Gareth Stroh, 4 rebounds. Luke Schuster, 4 points and a rebound. Dakota Kenton, 1 point, and actually led the team in rebounding with 5. Not a lot of rebounds for Gibbon. 10 in the first half, 7 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 15 of 18 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 0 of 4 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Gibbon had 19 points at halftime and then scored 33 in the second half to finish with 52 points, 17 rebounds, 21 out of 26 at the free throw line, just 1 of 9 from 3-point land, and 18 turnovers. Gibbon falls to 14-4 on the season. They'll play the consolation game against either Adams Central or Loup City Saturday at 2 o'clock. They beat Loup City in the second game of the year on the road, 42-38. That was quite the battle that we had a chance to broadcast. And then they played Adams Central. That's one of their losses at Adams Central, 51-44. That was the second weekend of the year. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cinex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your Cinex station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Fills Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Fans want their team hot and ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious hot and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
numbers for Kearney Catholic. Only six players scored. That's well below their season average. Matt Moore, 11 points. Brian Hoosman, 12 points and a team-high 8 rebounds, 1 block. Blake Holtmeyer, 5 points, 3 rebounds, and a block. Connor Streit, 5 points, 2 rebounds. David Squire, 7 points, 4 rebounds, and a block. And Alex Lease led the Stars tonight with 21 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block shot on the season. Lease averaging just over 11 points a game. It's 21 tonight. 11 rebounds in the first half, 10 of the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 3 in the first half, 10 of 17 in the second half. Three-point shooting for Kearney Catholic, 4 of 14 in the first half, 2 of 6 in the second half of play. And turnovers, 5 in the first half, 11 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 27 points at halftime. They scored 34 in the second half, and the Stars finished with 61 points, 21 rebounds, 13 of 20 at the free throw line, 6 of 20 from three-point land, 4 block shots and 16 turnovers, as the second-ranked Stars remained undefeated to 18-0 with a 61-52 win over Gibbon and returned to the Lou Platte Conference Championship game Saturday night at 6 against the winner of our next game between Adams Central and Luke City. Kearney Catholic hasn't played either one of those teams. They play them both after the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. Also, we've got girls action going on in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on ESPN 1460 and 1550, where Loomis and Eustace Farnham went deep into the ball game. We're awaiting the final score on that game, and then it'll be Axtell and Amherst. You've been listening to the Misco Sports Post Game Show. Get your game on at Misco's, and you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Final score, Kearney Catholic 61 and Gibbon 52. We'll take a break. Be back in about 12 minutes for Adams Central and Loop City. Keep it here on Classic Hits.